In our last session, we saw that love is firstly a decision. By an act of the will, we decide to love. Love is secondly a behaviour. We decide to act lovingly, whether we feel like it or not. Thirdly, love is giving. Giving of ourselves, our caring, our time, our interest, our concern, our resources. Where do we start in our pursuit of improved skills in loving? One way to start is to see if there are any unloving things we need to stop doing. Most of us do or say unloving things from time to time, or at least think unloving thoughts. We can ask ourselves firstly, do I say or do or think unkind or unloving things about someone in particular or about lots of people in general? Secondly, if I do, am I prepared to decide right now to change and to stop doing these things? Actually, stopping may take some time to implement, depending upon the degree to which our attitude has become ingrained and the depth of our feelings. The way to improve any attitude or action over a period of time is as follows. Firstly, to note carefully and monitor the occasions on which we manifest the problem behaviour. If we are really serious, it helps to actually record the occasions in a notebook. Secondly, as we find ourselves thinking the unkind or unloving thoughts, for example, and are about to say or do something unkind or unloving as a result, we cut ourselves short as soon as we can. We say to ourselves, stop. This is not what I want to think, say, or do. I must abort it and find another approach. As we do this, and each time recommit ourselves to be more loving, we will find that the frequency of occurrence of our unloving thoughts, words, and deeds will diminish. They will not only become less frequent, but also less intense, until at last they disappear altogether. The next thing for us to do is much more difficult, and that is to replace our unkind and unloving words, actions, and thoughts with kind and loving ones. We will be discussing this at length in our later sessions. What we are saying here is that our first step is to give away entirely all our pet hates against individuals or against groups. For example, any racial biases we may entertain. I say entertain advisedly because we typically tend to keep our pet hates alive and well by feeding and encouraging them. In many cases, we actually enjoy them. All this must change if we are to become more loving. More loving to everyone. There are no exceptions. We are even to love our enemies, and we will discuss this most difficult subject in a later session. And we are also saying that we must learn to control our attitudes rather than our attitudes controlling us. We do have complete control over our will and our actions, although many people do not realise this, and many also do not want to accept it. Once we accept this truth, namely that we are fully responsible for and in control of our will and our behaviour, we cannot lay the blame for what we do upon circumstances, our nature, or other people. As Christians, we need to be very careful not to blame circumstances, such as unemployment, loss of loved ones, poverty, our family background, etc., for our attitude or behaviour. We can behave in loving ways, have loving actions, use loving words, even when we don't feel particularly loving. Some people say this is being hypocritical, that is, feeling one way and behaving in another way. It is insincere, they say. There is a perfect answer to this. Let's ask ourselves, do we always feel like getting up in the morning and going to work or school? No, but we do it because we know it's our responsibility to do it, and because it is for our greater good and the good of others to do it. Is this being a hypocrite? Doing something we know is right but which we don't feel like doing? No, certainly not. In fact, it is very admirable and worthy of praise and commendation. The world is a far better place because people everywhere and in every age have done what they believe is right, irrespective of how they feel at the time, or how difficult, distasteful, or even dangerous it may be.